Welcome back to the second episode of JonBenet Ramsey's murder case. In the last episode of the murder mystery of JonBenet Ramsey, just a day after Christmas, a 6-year-old American beauty queen was murdered in her home in Boulder, Colorado. The case has caused many suspicions to rise within the public. Who killed JonBenet Ramsey? Was her murder a cover-up? Did the Ramseys themselves kill JonBenet? Despite these suspicions and rather accusing evidence, no one has ever been able to solve JonBenet Ramsey's case. JonBenet Ramsey's murder case caught so much attention from the public due to the mysterious circumstances that not only did the court case cause, but the evidence that followed with it. It turns out that the DNA found at the site of the murder is actually a mixture of DNA due to improper precautions by the police, the forensic teams, and the Ramseys themselves. The case also got wind because people could not understand why anyone would murder a 6-year-old girl, especially one like JonBenet Ramsey, a girl with a bright smile, poofy curls, and a bubbly, outgoing personality. It also caught wind because of how messy the investigation itself was. JonBenet Ramsey was found by her father in a hidden room located in the basement. An autopsy of her body showed that she was alive while everything happened. She had multiple bruises on her body. Some of them were in places that inferred sexual abuse may have occurred. She was initially killed by strangulation and a skull fracture. She was strangled with a garrote tied off with items found in the household. The garrote itself was tied off with a paintbrush tip found in one of Patsy Ramsey's, aka JonBenet's mother, hobby kits, thus leading to the public suspicions that JonBenet's family killed her. Another theory is that Burke Ramsey killed her due to a dispute over pineapple, as in the autopsy, it showed that JonBenet had eaten pineapples prior to her murder, and Burke Ramsey's fingerprints were found on a bowl of pineapples in the fridge. However, JonBenet's parents had not recalled feeding her any pineapple and claimed that he was asleep while everything had happened. The ransom note itself was a part of the key evidence used in the court case. It caused speculation as the ransom note was quite lengthy. It was 3 pages. The note was written on a notepad found inside the house, and not only did the forensics team stated that the note would have taken more than 21 minutes to write, but the pen in the notepad that was used was neatly put back into place. The notepad was put back in Patsy Ramsey's office, and the pen was put back on the kitchen counter, which investigators thought was weird. The intruders also misspelled some words in the beginning. However, as you read more into the note, they started to use more sophisticated words, which contradicted the incompetency they were going for at first. The note also seemed to match the same dialogue or language that the Ramseys often use, especially in interviews, and as the note went on, it started to sound more and more like the Ramseys themselves wrote it, but no one took too much notice of it. The note also asked for an oddly specific amount of money. $118,000 was exactly the same amount of money John Ramsey had received a month prior as a bonus. The ransom note was just a weird part of the case, as no kidnapper would write a 3-page ransom note in the house of the kidnappee. And also, a kidnapper would not molest and kill a child and leave them out in the open all while the child's parents are home. Aside from that, the ransom note raised a lot of questions from the investigators and the public, and yet no one did anything about it. Gary Olivia, a known pedophile, claimed he had accidentally killed JonBenet. He had confessed to a high school classmate in letters. This classmate then gave these letters to the police, who then overlooked them. Gary Olivia was a suspect earlier in the case, as he had been within close proximity of the murder. And from the previous arrest, he had a photo of JonBenet and had even admitted to having an obsession with the beauty queen. But despite this weird confession and the physical evidence, he was not convicted of her murder. And as of now, he's in jail for owning child pornography. In the end, nearly two decades later, JonBenet Ramsey's case remains unsolved. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. This is the end of the murder mystery of JonBenet Ramsey. I hope you enjoyed. Again, shout out to Anchor FM for the music.